This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Imagine this. You take a cute or funny photo of your pet. You upload it to the social media site of your choice. Maybe you show it to friends and they all comment on how adorable it is. And then you move on to other things. Meanwhile, in the deep recesses of the internet, someone sees this photo and decides to caption it. Maybe they give your pet a new name, and suddenly your adorable dog or cat is the next big thing on the internet, a viral meme. You may even get offered a deal from an ad agency that would make your pet a star in the real world. For some, it sounds like a dream come true, but for one woman, it felt much more like a nightmare. Carl Cheka wrote, "Wow, scare, amaze. That's what it's like when your pet goes viral," for Matter.com. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right, so bring us back to the beginning and describe this Doge meme for those who have not seen it.
So the Doge meme is this very funny photo of a Shiba Inu dog, which is a breed of dog that's native to Japan. And in every image of this meme, there's a photo of a Shiba Inu, and then on top of the photo, there are these strange phrases written in Comic Sans typeface, like, "Wow, such a maze, so scare." And they kind of narrate what people think the dog might be saying or thinking.
So they're kind of monologue captions of the dog, but I would say done in the, let's say, lowest common denominator of cultural stereotype of how Japanese people talk?
It could be seen that way. I think I'm not convinced that it's totally connected to Japanese people. I think it's more of a goofy kind of lolcat type of talking, you know, kind of the baseline of internet humor, let's say. This is a silly, agrammatical form of writing.
And it's turned into a viral meme. You see the dog's face kind of photoshopped onto a Twinkie or a giant rock or a landscape or a Christmas sweater. But give us the origin story on this. How did it start?
The origin story of Doge is really interesting because the actual dog that appears in the original Doge photo, her owner had no idea that this meme actually existed. So this woman who lives outside of Tokyo named Atsuko Saito is a kindergarten teacher, and she rescued a Shiba Inu dog from a puppy mill. And so she lived with this dog happily, and she started this blog of photos of the dog. And she just posts photos of her and the dog, who's named Kobozu, playing outside and frolicking in the park and, you know, doing all sorts of things. And then one day she took this single photo of Kobozu sitting on the couch, kind of paws crossed, glaring balefully out at the viewer. And that image kind of went forth from Atsuko's blog and went totally viral. No one knows exactly how, but it showed up on 4chan and Reddit and all these different internet community sites. And over time, that single image evolved into the Doge meme, which kind of transforms Kobozu the dog into a wacky cartoon character.
What was Atsuko's response when she saw her dog all over the internet?
At first, Atsuko was totally freaked out. When I originally told her that this meme existed, she said she had seen these weird photos of Kobozu showing up, but had no idea what they meant. And so in talking to her, I realized that she was just totally scared that an image from her private life, like a photo that she shot within her own home, went totally viral and millions of people all over the internet could see it. And I think it scared her a little bit that Kobozu, the dog, had this other life that she didn't know about at all.
But her dog was already pretty internet famous, let's say, in Japan. She had a blog featuring photos of her pets, got a small but devoted fan base. Why did she find this memification of her dog so freaky, as you say?
Let's see. I mean, I think Atsuko was comfortable with her blog because she knew she could completely control it. And the photos that she posted were always very cute and nice. And I think when she started seeing the meme images of Kobozu's head photoshopped onto weird things like we've been talking about, it seemed more frightening than cute, I think. Something I heard a lot from her and her fans was that they didn't think these images of Doge were cute at all. They thought they were actually kind of freaky and frightening. So I think in some sense she realized she had lost control over what she had put online.
You broke the story on Verge. You found her, you tracked her down and presented her with this. It seems like an object lesson on things taking on a life of their own on the internet, you know, out of her control. So if you were her, if you were Atsuko's PR agent, what would you recommend she do?
I mean, I think she could react in one of two ways. The first is to totally ignore it and just hope it goes away, and just not deal with this Doge meme on the U.S. internet, which is pretty separate from her day-to-day life. Or she could kind of go with the flow and realize that Doge is a pretty harmless thing. It's a funny internet meme and a joke that a lot of people really love. And she could actually embrace it and turn Kabozu into kind of an even more famous dog.
So Atsuko was frightened, clearly, by the amount of attention she got, but she also got some offers to make money off of this. Did she take them up?
I think her initial reaction was that she didn't want anything to do with the commercial offers, which came from dog food brands and dog leash companies and even a kind of card game accessory company. But Atsuko is a super nice human being, and her main goal with promoting Kabozu online is to actually raise awareness for or against puppy mills. So in the end, she took some of these commercial offers and has licensed her image to be used commercially in order to donate more money to dog charities in Japan.
Is the Doge meme still popular?
I think the Doge meme is popular. You still see it popping up in different places on the internet, but its popularity is definitely waning. I think internet memes always have kind of a half-life, after which they fall out of popularity. And Doge's popularity actually peaked right around the time that I published that first article on Kabozu's identity. So after that, which was around December 2013, it's definitely fallen off. You can see in like the Google search results or the search metrics that less people are interested in Doge. But I think if you're on the internet enough, you still see those weird photos of Shiba Inu and the strange speech patterns popping up all over the place.
Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Kyle Chaik is a freelance writer for Newsweek, Matter, Pacific Standard, among other publications. We found his article, Wow, Scare, Amaze. That's what it's like when your pet goes viral, on Matter.com. You'll find a link to his article and see the Doge memes for yourself at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. DJ, producer, and electronic musician Juan McLean has also developed a fiercely loyal international fan base. He's performed at clubs across the world. But when he's not jet-setting around the globe, he lives under the radar in New Hampshire. A conversation with Juan McLean when Word of Mouth continues.